The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the second episode of Interlude Army. Today we're going to be talking about BTS's comeback film, our thoughts about the new album, our interpretations of each song, and more. So let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. There's a lot we're excited to discuss, but before we begin, we want to announce an upcoming segment.
It's going to be called Love Army. Now, during this segment, we'll be reading letters written by you guys, which is the army from around the world. And it could be anything about how you got into BTS, to what they have done for you, and so on. So please keep it within 300 words. Email your letters to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. Again, that's interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
So how is your week, Roseanne, the past week since our first episode?
Oh my God, I feel like so much anxiety, but not in a bad way. There's a lot of excitement, especially because it has a lot to do with BTS's comeback. But I'm so glad it's finally here. Weekend, though, spent it with a couple of friends. What did you get to do?
So it was pretty busy, like you said, with BTS. I mean, we got the album. We got Kinetic Manifesto film, Come Prima. I still don't know how to say that. Do you know how to say that?
I don't know. I just say Come too. I don't know if it, yeah. Correct us, you guys, because we don't know.
Like, because that in Spanish, I don't know if you know this, but that means eat cousin.
Wait, what?
Like, so Come means eat. Uh-huh. And then Prima is cousin. So in Spanish, that translates to eat cousin. So reading it as if it was Spanish, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correct. So it's funny. I always say come prima, but it could be come prima, come prime.
I don't know.
It could be Italian.
Wait, there's a song called Come Prima by Mario Lanza. It's an Italian song.
I think I even researched this when it first came up in the comeback map, and I already forgot.
It is. There is a song. Anyway. It's an Italian song. Okay, we're going to have to look into that later. But
this weekend I actually spent it with my boyfriend and family because it was his birthday on Thursday of last week.
Aw, happy belated birthday.
I'll tell him. Thank you so much. Yeah, we celebrated on Saturday, so that was pretty fun. And then today, when we're like, I can't believe this happened to me. So I got an email saying, well, it wasn't even an email. I checked on my UPS to check if maybe I have something coming in the mail. Because I was like, where are my albums? Like, where are they? Like, I haven't heard anything from the Big Hit Shop. So I checked and then they tell me that they're there. Like, they're delivered. But when I go check in my mailbox, I have a note from my apartment complex stating that, like, it's in their office. So I have to, like, wait the weekend and then check today. So today I go and I check. So I'm running because I know I'm going to be there not on time. They close like 5 p.m. I got there like 5:01, literally. Boy. And they did not let me get my package. Oh. So my albums are literally in the office and I'm here in my apartment and I still don't have my album.
It's like there, but not there. Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, Jose, do you need an inside job? This girl can sneak in. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
No. I'm just kidding. No one's breaking in today.
What about you? Did you get your album?
Yeah, I pre-ordered just the first version. I have not gotten it yet, but that's the thing. I didn't even check my mail. Because our mailbox is like, we have that neighborhood where the mailboxes are like a block, like, or it's away.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. I think I'm gonna go over to Target and get the rest because I've only ordered one version. Mm-hmm. But they said it's like available at Target now, so your girl's gonna go over it.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of people. I'm like, wait, I thought pre-orders would get them first, but hey, happy for y'all, but sadness for me. I'm over here still waiting.
No, you know what's crazy though? When I used to order the whole set, I don't think I ordered it from Big Hit actually. Last year I ordered it from K-Town, mm-hmm. and it would take like a whole month to get to me.
Oh yeah, like
with the posters.
Pretty much the K-Town for you, I've used them, and then I also I think used K-Pop Town in the past. Mm-hmm. But that was before they actually had the option to do it like on Amazon or Target. Or even the Big Hit shop. So we really didn't have an option. So that's why I did that. But now that we have an option, like yourself, the past three comebacks I've done through Amazon and Target. Amazon and Target. But this one, I was like, let me go to the Big Hit shop because they're saying that you could actually select each version. And if you do, it's free shipping. So that's why
I did it. Yeah, it's free shipping except for Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I just saw free shipping. And I was like, okay, let me get it.
Yeah, you have to pay $40. Yeah, I don't know if it's still available now. But if you guys didn't know, it is free shipping from the Big Hit shop. So order your full set from there. And you get a gift.
But that's the other thing. I thought it was going to be a physical gift, Roseanne. And people are telling me that it was just an email. Oh. I got the email today. And it's like a thing. It's like a thank you letter.
What?
I'm telling you. I'm going through it today. Because I don't know if that's true. If it's actual physical special pre-order gift. Or that's my pre-order gift. An email that says thank you. Which I appreciate because it is a... photo of them and it says Dear Jose Ochoa from BTS, but
it's still a gift.
I was expecting something that I could actually hold. I mean, I guess I could print it and hold it in my hand, but I'm not gonna do it.
Oh my God, what is this?
I don't know. I guess I'll find out once I get the actual albums tomorrow.
Let us know what gift it is. Oh, and before I forget, this is like a topic from a million years ago already. Come prima, hold on, let me see how Google says it. Well, when it translates on Google, it says, like before.
Oh, yes. That's true. Oh, my God, Roseanne. I did a whole video on this, and I already blanked out. I was like, how do I even say this? Well, now you know that it also means eat cousin in Spanish.
Now I just, every time I see it now.
But talking about actual kinetic manifesto film, we got the on video. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. How are you mm-hmm. feeling? How did you feel? What are your overall thoughts on this masterpiece?
I mean, both of us posted our reaction on YouTube. And for those mm-hmm. who haven't seen our reactions yet, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Of course, I knew it was going to be amazing. But I love how it kind of reminded me of Not Today. You know, it's kind of like a performance film. This isn't the official video yet.
Oh, but, okay, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. It hit me hard because mm-hmm. the visuals, the zoom-ins, they had like facial zoom-ins. You could see literally every hair on their eyebrow. I would say I don't pause when I'm mm-hmm. reacting to videos, but Lord, you can't help but pause.
You know me, I declare myself as a pauser, like I've accepted it, like my body reacts, like I can't, I need breaks.
Like your finger has its own brain.
Especially on something like this. I didn't know what to expect. First off, I didn't know how a kinetic manifesto film worked. Mm. I had an idea of it, like when we first got the comeback map, I researched, and then a lot of the results that came up were like videos with almost like a lyric video. That's the best way I could explain it. Whatever the person is either saying or singing, the words are coming up in the screen. Mm-hmm. So when I looked at that, it brought back the trailer from their debut. You know, when they're introducing the actual band, like BTS. I don't know if you remember that video, but it's the debut trailer. And so I thought it was going to be something like that. So I thought it was going to be the song with the lyrics on screen and then BTS like singing it or speaking, like reading the lyrics or something like that.
God, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but when I read that it was an actual music video to go along with it, I was like, oh wow, so we're actually going to see the guys in it. And we did. And like you said, it was very, now that you say it was like Not Today, I can see the, you know, the similarities where Not Today was very performance-like. Mm-hmm. It was a lot focused on how they performed their choreography. And with On, it was all performance, you know, like you said, it was up close and personal. Like with V, like, you know, they did that on purpose. They wanted us to pause it because we had to read what was on his cheek.
That is so, like, true. We had to read.
So I was like, we have to, like, they're telling us pause here because you need to read what we wrote on V's cheek. And then other than that, I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
What? The, what are you going to say?
Jimin and Jungkook. accidental.
We're going there. Okay.
We're going there already because we need to.
Hold on, let me drink my water real
the
quick.
The accidental nip slips. What do you feel about that? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
They had about? Like they had to go there and wear those open, wide open sleeveless tank tops. Like,
yes, that was on purpose.
That really was on purpose. They knew what they were going to do. They knew they were going to slay a bunch of armies, but they did it anyways.
Like, it's meant to be. Like, they were like, you know what? We're doing this. It's intentional. We had a meeting. We got approved, like, we got the green light, and
we got the green light for nip slips.
Yeah, I mean, but they all looked amazing. I really, really liked Namjoon's, or aka RM. I really liked how mm-hmm. His whole style, like, his jacket was like super shiny. His hair was shiny too, so it was just like a lot of shininess, and I was like,
he was just shining.
Yes, and I was like, he looks really good. I mean, they all look amazing, but I'm just.
They looked amazing.
His outfit is something that I would like to wear. So that's why I had to point him out. How do you feel about the choreography,
though? The choreography already. I believe the lab, Sienna, the choreographer of Dionysus, or how do you say it? Well, she was the choreographer for that dance, and I believed she choreographed this as well, because that was her in the middle, in the beginning, when they show the woman.
Yeah.
So the choreography went harder than Not Today, but not as intense as Dionysus, because they didn't have props or anything. But it's that intense.
Well, they did have the drums.
That's true. Oh, they did have the drums.
But I mean, it was for a little bit, but that was kind of like a prop, I guess.
Yeah. No, I love the, oh my God, the dance break, though. I mean, I did notice that Jin wasn't in there. Did you notice that? Like, they broke into two groups during the dance break, and I noticed Jin wasn't part of it.
Are you serious? I thought he was, but now that you mention it, I believe the first, because it was in threes, right? In groups of three, like one group and then the third group. And then he came in after, right?
Yeah, and then, I mean, they centered him. He was in the middle. Yeah, they centered him a lot, though. Mm-hmm. But maybe they'll talk about it later in their stuff as to why Jin wasn't in there.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I actually didn't notice
that. So
I thought he was in there. I thought he was
in
there.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on, to be honest. I think they're going to use On as the opening song for the tour.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because they usually start with super hyped songs. I mean, during the Wings, they did Not Today. Then they did Idol. Then they did Dionysus. So I think On is going to be the opening song, because it's very choreography heavy. You know?
You're right. It's very in your face. And especially the meaning behind the song as well. Like, we are fighters. We are overcoming. And I really like the lyrics too. Did you get a chance to, I mean, I don't know if you looked at the lyrics while you were watching the video or you read them after.
Not gonna lie, it's so hard for me to read the lyrics whenever I'm playing the music video. So I have to read it separately.
Same.
I mean, what do you think about the lyrics? Because I'm rereading it right now. It's in front of me. What did you get out of it?
So for me, for On specifically, I mean, I took it as, again, guys, these are our interpretations, you know? I feel like artists do appreciate that, like, everybody can interpret their lyrics in some way different than another, you know, person. But I took it as them accepting the darkness. Like, it's part of the fuel that keeps them going. They're not hiding away from it. I believe there's a part where they state that even as the shadow grows, like, it's okay. I also took, like, they're not giving up. Like, they're gonna keep fighting. Hence the whole, you know, I am a fighter. Like, they literally say that. Yeah. And, like, one...
they're like, bring the pain on.
Bring the pain on, bring it. Like, it's my blood, my tears, like, they're all here. Like, it's part of me. So, that's very empowering because anybody can relate to that. Like, whatever you've gone through, whatever hardships or things that come your way, you're strong. You are stronger than yesterday and you're going to keep going. You know what I mean? One of the lyrics that stood out to me was, even if my knees touch the ground, so long as it's not buried. And because it's basically saying, like, you know, even if I fall down,
yes,
as long as I don't stay there, as long as my knees are not buried, as long as I'm not stuck, I'm able to get back up. So no matter how many times I fall or how hard I fall, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep going. So
that one is really deep.
What about you?
I'm reading the lyrics right now and I know what you mean, because that was Suga's verse, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was part of his verse.
Yeah. It's so weird because every time I read the lyrics, I keep thinking back to Not Today, because Not Today was also an empowering kind of song. Like, they're fighting.
Very true.
Like, they're saying, no, we're not going down today. And then here it's kind of like bring on the pain because they could take it now. Okay, I'm singing now. Like, you can't hold me down because, you know, I'm a fighter, choosing to descend into the dark abyss. So it is true, like, how they're kind of like, they're accepting their shadow, they're okay to kind of go down into darkness to accept it, but, like, just don't let it take over, kind of thing.
Since you haven't really delved into, like, exact interpretation for yourself, what about the song, like, the production of it? Like, what would you say is your favorite part, if you could pick a favorite part of the song?
Immediately, my favorite part, well, for the song separately from the video, was when J-Hope kind of comes in, or when Jimin starts.
Oh,
because it kind of, like, it brings you with the choir singing, and all of a sudden the song transitions into, like, a hard beat, and then Jimin comes in, like, you know, sorry. Uh-huh. I'm gonna, like, be very, very, very honest with you guys. Like, I love the song. I think On, my only problem is that the melody, I'm still getting used to the chorus melody. I'm letting the chorus melody grow on me.
Gotcha. So you just need to replay it more times.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's like I'm used to it now. But yeah, that was my first thought when I heard it.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, you were maybe hesitant as to, like, the actual melody, but now you've listened to it a bit more, you've grown to love it.
You know, when you first hear something, you're like, oh, okay, you're like, you're getting used to it, and once you are, you're like, I love this song, you know, like, because that's how I felt about Dionysus or Dionysus.
Mm-hmm.
That's another song that had to grow on me, and now I love it. Was there anything like that for you, like, as far as a BTS song that had to grow?
I can't think of it at the top of my head. But for me, there aren't any that are, like, bad songs, you know what I'm saying? Or that I don't like. And it's crazy because some people tell me, like, there's no way you can't, like every single song. And I'm like, yeah, there is, because I do like every single song that they've done. And I'll admit, I play others more than others, but that doesn't mean that I dislike the ones that are played less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the top of my head, I can't think of one that, like, I was like, I don't know. Actually, oh my God, it just came to mind.
Oh gosh. Okay, what is it? What is it?
And I don't know if this is a cop-out, but I'm being real right now. Actually, it's On, but featuring Sia.
Oh, that's another thing. Oh.
The version with Sia, when I first heard it, and I'm still this, like, when I play On, I actually play the one with just BTS.
Same. I'm not gonna lie.
So I do have to listen to the one with Sia a little bit more just to see how I feel. I can't really say 100% that I don't like it, but From the times that I have heard it, it's not my favorite. And I prefer the one with BTS by themselves right now. I can't say that like 100% sure, but how do you feel about it? I honestly don't think that... Okay, this is going to sound so bad. Oh my God. Because I love Sia. I okay. trust and believe. I've heard her music. This is no shade for her. But the amount that she's on the song, I don't know if she was needed on the version. Because all she did was just sing on top on the chorus.
She did. Like, I thought it was going to be similar to Boy With Love, where Halsey had, you know, a little bit more lines distributed to her. But literally, it is a song that could exist without her. She didn't have her own separate lines. And I think her style of singing, like, I totally know what you mean. Like, you do have to get used to it. Her style of singing, I'm not sure really. You have to get used to how she sings with the chorus. You know, you know, she used a certain style.
Yeah, like when she came in, when she first comes in, when I first heard it, and she first comes in the first time that the chorus hits you, I even, like, you'll see it in my reaction, like, I make a face. I'm like, what? Like, that sounded so weird. Like, it sounded so weird to me. It didn't sound like a smooth introduction into her. I don't know how to, because I'm not a major in music or anything.
No, me neither.
But, like, I don't know the correct terminology, but I didn't feel a smooth transition for her voice or for her to come in. It just felt very sudden, like, here's Sia. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I expected that she was going to take over Jungkook's part, like the bridge.
Oh.
Because I could totally see her doing all those notes and stuff. So that's what I thought. So when I found out that no, like, she actually didn't. She just kept doing the chorus. I was like, oh, wow. That was it. But talking about Jungkook's chorus, I mean, I have to point that out. Sorry. Okay, keep going, Roseanne.
Yes. No, go. Because I know, like, immediately when I saw a part, I'm like, oh, Jose, he's gonna flip. Because I love the whole breakdown, and it's just very raw. Because then the music kind of just stops, and it's just all about Jungkook's vocals. And, like, the whole echo and the adverb, I don't even know if I'm using the right term. But... It sounded like, I think in my reaction, I was like, it sounds like Heaven's calling me.
Oh my God, like, yes. I'm like, ready. They did something to, like, obviously his vocals are angelic, but then they threw in, like, layers. So it was like in a big space. Like, I could already imagine in the stadium, ooh, like, I'm going to
stadium.
I already know I'm going to faint.
No, yeah, that's, I love the whole breakdown where he could really showcase his vocals. I'm glad that they gave him that part, you know.
And this is just me nitpicking. You know how some people say the only bad thing is that the song ends? I think the only nitpicking would be that the rap line didn't have that much. That's the only thing. Like, maybe they could have had a little, like, one or two more lines.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
That's the only thing.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird, though, because this is not the music video. This is the film. It's an official video, but it's not the music video. It's coming. Right. It's dropping this Friday, and I don't know what to expect. Correct. I don't know if it's gonna be storyline linked. I don't know if it's just gonna be on its own kind of thing, like how Idol was. It's so weird, though, because usually if we do follow the series from last year, how Love Yourself was, you know, the first song was DNA, and then the second one was Fake Love, where the music video was very, like, story driven and theory driven. So I don't know what to expect from this. Have you ever, like, thought about what it might be?
Like, thank you for reminding me, because I need to remind myself that this isn't actually the music video according to Big Hit. Yeah. Like, it is considered a music video according to their press release, but it's not the official music video. And I'm using quotes, like air quotes on this, because they're both music videos. But yeah, the official one, if you want to, you know, be like specific about it, yeah, on the comeback map, the official one is on the 28th.
Well, if I'm, you know, using Blood, Sweat, and Tears or Fake Love as an example, it's gonna, you know, showcase their choreography, but focus more on the visuals and the storyline or whatever, how they want to portray this upcoming music video. So I'm really excited, because, like, we don't know what their outfits is gonna really be, because it could be totally different from what they showed us on the Kinetic Manifesto film. We don't know if it's going to be bright. We don't know if it's going to be dark.
Right. And now that you touched on the outfits, did you notice that V and Jimin are the only ones in white?
That's, oh my God, I was going to mention that. At first, I thought all of them was going to be in white because, you know, it was Jimin and then VK Mom. Like, ooh, right. They're all in white outfits. Uh-huh. And then Namjoon comes out with, like, a black blazer, shiny blazer thing. So I'm like, wait. I actually did not notice. It was just V-min that was in white.
Yeah,
actually.
Like,
now that you pointed that
like
out.
The other members had, like, white shirts underneath. But as far as the whole outfit, it was all white, Jimin and V. So that's why I'm wondering if that means something or maybe it's not.
It's true. And then I think Jin was the only one with, like, the... it looked like jean type of jacket. The blue. Kind of.
But they all had chains, right? Like, as around their necks.
They did. When I saw that, I'm like, ooh.
And then V had like body makeup, but around like going down his neck, like on the left side of his neck. I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I actually didn't. I saw it, but I never paused to see what it looked like. It almost looked like a flower, but I didn't.
No, it actually looks like veins, but in black. Like, you know, what? Like well, to me, actually, because some people might, it might look different, but to me, it looked like kind of like branches. But they were all black, so it almost looked like when, like, Poison is taking over. So I'm like, oh, my God. It's just... And then he's the one that had the shadow, like, me on his cheek. So I'm like, it all is connecting to something.
That's true. Because, I mean, V is kind of like the... well, everyone always connects him
fallen
to...
Fallen Angel.
Abraxas, the angel... the Fallen Angel. Mm-hmm. That could connect. I mean, because we didn't really dive into theories with this. Mm-hmm. We just took all the choreography in, and so that's very interesting. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, I was like, that is something that, like, is interesting. If it has any, you know, meaning behind it, or if it was just, you know, you two are going to be in white, and that's it.
Well, you know, it's Big Hit, though. It's kind of like Big Hit has kind of trained us to stay on our toes. Like, they keep us on our toes. Everything could be connected, so... This is why we're, like, just always analyzing everything. But, I mean, other than the BTS On Connect Manifesto film, they also dropped the commentary film.
Yes.
Which I was really, really... I love those kind of films where they take you behind the scenes and shine the light on other people that we don't get to see during the whole process of this. There's a lot of people that worked together to put this all... you know, together.
Yeah.
So what was your thoughts on the film, Jose?
So like you, I enjoyed this so much and I'm so happy they did this. Like, props to Big Hit and BTS for doing this. One thing that I noticed, like, from watching from beginning to end, we did get glimpses of BTS and actually Bang PD in there as well, but it wasn't them being interviewed or anything, you know what I'm saying? Or like a performance.
It was old clips of them.
Yeah, it was older clips. So it was all focused on the UCLA band and the gospel choir. The people that are working, like, in the background on the songs. People that, you know, the listeners might not necessarily point out while listening to the song. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're listening to the song and you might not think about that background singer. You might not think about the saxophonist or the piano player or whatever it may be, the guitar player. You know what I'm saying? So this whole commentary film focused on them and it gave them the light. It shined a light on them. So I was so happy to see that. It just speaks on Big Hit and BTS how they even, like, value them as well. Like, they're not taking them for granted. They're trying to, like, thank them and giving them an 18-minute commentary film. I loved it. One thing that I did want to point out that about the gospel choir, I don't know if you've seen this documentary. It actually won the Academy Award. I believe it was in 2014. And the documentary is titled 20 Feet from Stardom. And it's about background singers. And I connected it. I'm actually taking, like, film classes right now. And in one of my classes, we watched this documentary. And I'm so thankful that we did because I was able to connect it. And basically, it's about background singers and the struggles that they go through. Some wanting to be, you know, individual singers or solo singers, or with the struggles of getting jobs as background singers as well. Like, there's this one part which is really sad towards the end where some are, like, calling each other saying, hey, like, are you getting called by artists and stuff? Because I can't, I'm not getting any work done. Because now what people are doing is, you know, producers and engineers are putting the singer and doing them, making them do the background vocals as well. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the fact that it's taking the job from others as well. It's, I was happy to see that BTS and Big Hit are giving jobs because it's basically that. They're giving jobs to this gospel choir that are doing the background vocals for like Friends, for On. Maybe they did for the whole album, maybe?
Oh, for Ego.
Egos, yeah, yes. They did, yes. Ego, definitely. You know that girl that like, meh about this. Okay, let me not do that, Rosa. I was about to go in thinking I'm some Jungkook over here. No. Okay. Okay.
It's all good. We could hear your, we could listen to your vocals. It's all good.
But yeah. Oh my God. I got so excited because I was like, oh my God, I literally just saw like a documentary. I recommend it, guys, if you want to. It's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, it's on there. 20 Feet from Stardom.
I need to watch that.
Loved it. Yeah. What about you? What did you feel about the commentary?
Same as you. I loved it. I love how they were shining the light on other people and letting them speak out, giving them a voice, giving them a platform to voice their opinion. And it was nice how they like were given a chance to talk about BTS or what they thought about them and talk about their love for what they do. And I'm really, really hoping that Big Hit will continue to do these types of films. And I've been wanting films like this, but also films for like for the producers of Big Hit, you know, like P-Dawg, His Noise, Adora. Because, you know, whenever a new song drops, we know that these producers have been working with BTS since, you know, the beginning, or they've been working with them for years, and we don't really get to see what they do. And whenever a new album gets released, you know, other people get interviewed, but I noticed, like, you know, the in-house producers don't really get interviewed. I don't know if it's because, you know, they choose not to do those kind of things and they choose to stay away from the limelight. But I would love to see the behind the scenes of the in-house producers and how long it takes.
I see what you mean. Yeah, because in the commentary film, it was already, the songs were already pretty much recorded already with the vocals of, like, the guys. And they were just adding on top of that, you know, like the UCLA band and then the choir. So I can see where you're coming from. Like, actually, the producing of the actual song, you know?
Because we know that it takes years and years. Like, a lot of these songs that we hear now, it could have been in the works for, like, 2 years. And I kind of just, like, you know, they could just choose one song from beginning to end, how it was just put together. But it kind of just makes people appreciate, too, the producers, or like how long it takes to just work on one song. You know, it's not, it was just, it wasn't made overnight. So
right. Yeah, it wasn't just something like, here you go and we got it. No, it's actually hard work.
Yes. So that's my future wish from Big Hit. I mean, they already gave us subs. They've given us commentary films and stuff. So
they're more even active, like, on Instagram, on social media, like on Twitter. Like, they're promoting a lot more.
They are.
It's almost like, who are these people
who
now?
Are you? Because, like, what?
You weren't doing this before, but I'm happy. I'm not complaining. I'm just like, what? What is going on?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's because they've built a bigger company, and now they have people assigned to things, and they could focus more on promotions and all that stuff. But yeah, this is like another level. And it is like, what? Big Hit, what? So,
are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congrats, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this Interlude Army Plus is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get an all ad-free exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and go join Interlude Army Plus today.
Our goal is to reach 1,000 followers. After reaching that goal, we'll be doing a giveaway of the full set of BTS's Map of the Soul 7, donated by K-Town Music LA. So make sure to download Himalaya and follow Interlude Army, and let's hit that 1,000 followers, you guys. Woo! So we've talked a lot about ON, but now we're going to try to break down our thoughts on the whole album, or at least the new songs that were released. And I mean, before we jump into like every song, I kind of wanted to ask you what your, I mean, top three, doesn't have to be in any specific order, but, and then I know that it changes depending on how you feel, but what's your like top three as of this moment?
I'm going to say maybe top three standouts right
now.
Yeah,
there you go.
Like,
there you go.
In no particular order. I'm just going to see. Okay. Inner Child. That's one. My Time is the other one. And last but not least is We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal. So those are my standouts right now. But like you said, every hour your mood changes. And the next thing you know, my top three is going to be at 0 o'clock and then Respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean.
Without getting into why and all that stuff, what about you? Give me your top three right now.
Right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I like,
Okay.
0 o'clock and Inner Child.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got that. yeah, we're not going to really go over our reasons for it because, like Jose says, you know, be different.
It changes.
It changes. But, yeah, for those who are listening now, I mean, it's probably getting you guys thinking, hey, what's my top three songs right now, you know?
Yes. If you were to pick three.
Yes, if you were to pick three. Be like, no, I'm going to pick all 20.
No particular intellectuals. Order. So yeah, I was thinking maybe we can start with Filter. Okay, here's a gal. Okay. Hear me out, guys, because we've already listened to and we know about Intro Persona, Boy with Love, Make It Right. Okay, this one I'm gonna butcher it, but is it Jamais Vu? I still don't have it down.
I'm not sure either. I keep saying Jamais Vu, but I'm probably saying it wrong too.
You're probably right, because when I said Jamais Vu in one of my videos, people came for me. So I'm gonna go with Jamais Vu, Dionysus, and then Interlude Shadow. We've already listened to that as well. And then we've also listened to On, and we even talked about it a little earlier in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we also know about Outro Ego and On featuring Sia. So if it's okay with you, Roseanne, we should do Filter, My Time, Louder Than Bombs, 0 o'clock, Inner Child, Friends, Moon, Respect, and We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal.
Yes. Okay. Oh man, that's like a lot of songs that like, and they gave us so many songs. Feel? Okay. No, I'm good. I'm down for it. I'm down.
Cool. So starting off with Jimin's solo Filter. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? How do you feel?
I was, I don't know how to describe music genres, but it's gave me like a samba Latin type of feel with the whole guitar.
Yes!
Is that how you feel too? I was like, yes! Oh, he is going there. I'm not going to even start with what I think the choreography is going to be, because that's like a whole nother thing. But I loved his Aladdin references. Because he was all like, I'll take you to a whole new world. I could be your genie. How about Aladdin? I'm like, boy. I mean, at first it came off as if he was kind of like a flirtatious song. But when you really break it down, it's kind of like a comforting song. How he could change your world and he'll become your filter to maybe view the world in a different way. I don't know. But what was your interpretation of it?
So the first time that I read like Filter, just the name, I had no idea it was going to be what we got. Like, that was the last thing I was going to expect. Something very Spanish, like telenovela. Like, you said, like, very samba sexy. It's very,
yes.
Oh my God, sensual. Like, I kept using that word a lot in my reaction. He even, a lot, because I read the lyrics, and I think at one point, like, he says filtro, which means filter in Spanish. So I was like, oh my God, it's very Latin like influence, you know what I'm saying? But my interpretation about it was Jimin is asking like, what version of him do we want? He can be anything we want. He references a palette, like as an artist, you mix your colors. What color do you want? What filter do you want? Which Jimin do we want? He can show us any filter. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it could be comforting, but it could also be like very romantic. Like, it's like, yes, I can be anything you want because I want to be anything you want. And then the lyric that stood out to me, it's gonna be the same as you, Roseanne. It says, girl, you have your chance. I can be your genie. How about Aladdin? I can become anything for you. You can choose me. Yeah. And it's not only genius. Like, this is the way that it's genius, Roseanne. Because if you think about it, he's saying he can be the one in control or he can be the one under control. Because he's saying, I can be your genie. So what does the genie do? He grants wishes. He does what you want, what you ask. Yes. So he can be under control. But he's saying, how about Aladdin? I can be that too. I can also be the one in control. Tell me what you want me to be. And I'm like, okay, Jimin, like, I see you.
You're giving us options. Damn. Yes. Okay.
Multi-talented.
I love it. It's just, I think right now also Filter became, was that the most streamed?
Yes, what? It came out like we're on the world Spotify charts, I believe. Yes. Like the most streamed solo Korean song. Right? Or solo song.
I think it was solo Korean. I'm not sure. All right. So after Filter, My Time comes in. And I swear, like, right after Filter, and then when My Time comes up, I just... Okay. All right.
Say it, Roseanne. Immediately, like,
when the electric guitar came in, I was like, oh my God, what's about to happen? Uh-huh. It gave me such an R&B feel to it. Yes. And, like, I feel like... this genre really matches Jungkook's vocals because he really gets to display his all skills and everything. But as far as like the lyrics, it felt like it was kind of like personal, very personal and deep, actually, because the line that stood out to me was the first line when he says, 24 feels like I became a grown-up faster than everyone else.
Yes.
And I mean, it's true. He did start at a very young age. And now that time has flown, I feel like it's a relatable topic as well, how time flies by. So, I mean, how about you? It's Jungkook. We all know it's Jungkook. Oh my God. So
let me, hold on. So I'm about to go.
Drink your water.
Yes, I'm about
to go. Drink your water.
So yes, Jungkook. Like you said, when I first heard it, I was like, what the heck? My Time, I thought it was going to be a ballad. That's what I need to stop thinking expecting, because they're gonna throw me completely like on another direction, because it's not a ballad. Like, it's very R&B. Mm-mm. One thing that I did notice, like, his vocals are very, they sound so like grown. Like, he sounds so grown, like mature.
Oh.
His vocals are very powerful. I love it. It's a very different feel that I think Jungkook has ever delivered in the past. Like, I don't think there is a Jungkook solo that we can be like, this is somewhat like My Time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that already, I was like, ugh. But then, like you said, reading the lyrics, I was like, yo, this song is making me like body roll, but the lyrics are deep. Like, I'm body rolling, I'm like, but with a serious face.
I'm like, damn, boy.
Yes. Like you said, it's very much about him growing up and how he was so young. And like, he's asking himself if he's like living his life right. Like, he's asking, like, he's wondering if he's doing things right. His life moves so fast. Sometimes he feels like he can't keep up. Like, he wants to know if he's gonna find like his time. Like, he keeps asking himself, you know, am I gonna find my time? Because it could also, you know, tie back with, I think he's mentioned it before, where like students, or not students, but the actual like friends of his, they are dealing with something completely different at his age. Like, they might be dealing with like, what am I going to eat for lunch the next day at the cafeteria? But he's dealing of like, I need to have these vocals down for a performance tomorrow. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. Oh my God. Yeah. He would like compare himself, and he tries to put himself in their situation, and kind of like, if I was not, you know, BTS, part of BTS, I would be doing something else.
When he says, keep on running every day, holding the mic, friends riding the subway, I'll be in the airplane mode. So it's like I said, like, damn, he has friends that are riding the subway, and he's on a plane.
He's on a private jet. He's on a had a private jet and all that.
But yeah, oh my God, like he did all that. Jungkook, I love it. My Time, like I said, is one of my standouts right now. Maybe it'll change next time, but I don't think so. Anywho, let's go into Louder Than Bombs.
Ooh,
Roseanne, how you
louder
feeling?
Louder Than Bombs.
How you feel?
I thought Louder Than Bombs was going to be something loud.
Yes!
You know, like,
oh
right?
My God.
Like,
oh my
boom,
God.
Boom, boom, hitting you and all that. But then, like, it was like ASMR. It was like ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
It started with Jungkook. And it, like, it gave you that echoey type of feel as well. Like, they're in a huge room singing to you. The way mm-hmm. they started it with Jungkook and then V and their freaking, their strong vibratos. During my reaction, I was like, yo, it sounds, they sound like, we're in the middle of the ocean and these sirens are singing
oh, yeah.
to us. That's how it felt. But when reading the lyrics, it seems like they're acknowledging their shadows. And of mm-hmm. course, that darkness exists everywhere. But we shouldn't be afraid and let it swallow us. And the fact that all of us experiences this, we may not be aware of our shadows yet. But the fact that when things start to crash and we start to realize that reality is hitting us, I think that's where the expression of like louder than bombs come in. Because mm-hmm. then everything that we've been repressing and ignoring is finally like hitting us. So I think that's
right.
what it was about. I mean, what was your interpretation?
So I'm literally, listen to my sentence that I wrote down.
Okay.
Initially, okay. I thought the song would be a song. That would be loud. So basically what
yes.
you...
yes.
Great minds think alike.
Right.
I was thinking Louder Than Bombs. Oh my God, this is going to be a la mic drop. This is going to be something like Not Today in your face. Like, we are here louder than bombs. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Boom, like, boom, boom, boom.
Y'all, I'm trying my best to describe what I thought it was going to be. But like you said, it is not that at all. It is quite the opposite. Very whisper, like it could even give you like chills, you know?
Yeah,
but
it's like whispering in your ears.
I think it's actually like haunting too, like it's very like oof. But mm-hmm. I think, like yourself, I think they're singing about the darkness that they deal with and how they still continue to sing and overcome that darkness. Like, they will sing louder than bombs. They are going to be singing, rapping louder than the tough times they experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever hits them, like, waves hard and, like, whatever hardships, they're gonna continue through all that mess. Like, all that noise, all that distraction, they're gonna keep going. So, basically, like, the bombs... they're taking it as a bad thing. Like, bombs are the darkness. Bombs are, like, the pain, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So, they're overcoming all that. They're going to be louder than that. They're not going to let them overpower. So, that's how I interpret it.
That actually makes a lot more sense. I mean, okay, so there's Louder Than Bombs. And I know On was next, but we're going to go to...
Yeah, we already talked about On.
I'm like... I mean, I kind of knew it was going to be lit already because mm-hmm. then they gave us a description mm-hmm. of who's doing which song.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this is like at the moment my top songs. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the song highlighted our frustration or their frustration and their rage.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of like highlighted it in a different way, which is why they say that this song is more like an exertion or eliminating or expelling this rage that they've been holding on to. Because mm-hmm. you know how like we're told that we need to let our frustrations out because it's healthier than holding it in. And I think this song is a good representation of the boys letting out their frustrations. And,
yes.
you know, so I didn't really get to look at I did look at the lyrics, but I didn't get to pick my favorite lines from there, but mm-hmm. did you have any favorite lines?
I do. And like you, Roseanne, like we're very in touch in this because I wrote pretty much what you just said. Like I'm like, my notes are like this. The rap line is talking about people who have anger, but that anger comes with malice. You know what I'm
wow.
saying? Like it's like evil sometimes. So people who hurt others with their anger, so like they also get angry because of those type of people. So they rap about letting go of that anger. They state that like you need to lose your temper until it becomes ash, And this is what? Pretty smart because I believe in this, it's in the beginning of the lyrics of the actual song. They reference saying that crackle, crackle, the spark that flares up again. So they're saying that anger is like a fire. So they're telling us to put it out to, you know, till it becomes ash, like get rid of it. It's not healthy. Even if it's them, like you said, them performing it is letting go of that. Like they're going to be like, like I'm letting it out. Like I shouldn't hold on to this. You know what I'm saying? Because even one of the lines is like, you're allowed to be angry, but bothering someone else's life, I don't like. Stop that. I really like that one because it's like very much for like trolls and bullies. And so they're pretty much telling them like, you're allowed to be angry, but once... keep that to yourself. Like, don't do something. Don't harm someone else just because of your own feelings and thoughts. Your own anger.
Got it. You know what's crazy? Now that we're talking about and the meaning of the song, it kind of makes me think back to all their ciphers that they used to make. Because this is, I mean, it could be categorized in that's almost the same genre, but the lyrics are totally not a cipher, because usually ciphers are like kind of dissing, but this song is more of like they overcame that anger and now they're no longer like trying to highlight the haters. They're kind of highlighting them and armies, and it's a helpful song. I don't know how to explain that, but it
makes sense, Roseanne. You explained it well.
Okay.
Do not worry. That made complete sense. Like, I know what you're saying. Yeah, ciphers is dissing, and this one they're not pointing out someone. They say anger with malice, but that can be anybody. They're not literally specifying a person or a group of people, you know what I'm saying? They're not calling out people. It's like an umbrella statement that like whoever fits under this, like if the shoe fits, you need to reconsider and get rid of that anger because it's not healthy. So now that we covered we're gonna go into one of your other top three that you mentioned, which is Zero O'Clock. What are you feeling about the vocal line?
Well, super. It's another song that I could really relate to. There are days where, you know, of course we feel sad or something just didn't go right and we blame our song or our songs ourselves. The lyrics of the song gives us hope for another day. So it's another song that comforts us, and they're trying to tell us that everything's gonna be okay, just breathe, tomorrow will be a new day, and so we should see it as another chance to turn things around and be happy. This could also reflect on them as well. This is how they feel, how they comfort themselves, and I personally love the lyrics. So
how do you feel about the actual like feeling of the like the actual song, like how they like it's very, I thought it was very like upbeat, hopeful. It doesn't sound like The Truth Untold at all. Like, you know how The Truth Untold is very sad and deep and emotional, and even the feeling that the song production gives you. What about Zero O'Clock? Did you feel like it was upbeat too? That's how I felt when I heard
It's because The Truth Untold, it has like a build-up. The instruments are very minimal, and then the end, it kind of like hits you. But then it starts upbeat already. It gives you a hopeful type of feeling. And I personally love the melody of the chorus. You know, the, ooh, ooh, are you happy? Like, you know, it makes me happy. So the chorus is what really gets me, the melody of it.
Yes, it's very cheerful. I see what you mean. Definitely, like you said, like the vocal line is singing about the start of a new day. Literally, like 0 o'clock, it's a new beginning. It's like when the world starts a new day. Wherever you are in the world, you go to bed and then you start thinking about, well, is it going to be different tomorrow? If it wasn't such a great day, if it was a down day, you may, you know, have thoughts to yourself of like, hopefully tomorrow's a new day. And then you have thoughts of like, it probably won't, you know what I'm saying? Like, but let's see if it is the next day. It's like a cycle, you know, it's, you're hoping for a better day. And like you said, the chorus literally says that like, you're gonna be happy. Like, like one day you are gonna be happy. It's very cheerful, upbeat. I loved it. One of the lyrics, and it's like a big chunk that I really liked. So I'm gonna
reference this. I'm ready.
Will something change? That probably won't happen. But still, this day is ending, isn't it? So basically, it's saying like expecting the same pattern, but you're still telling yourself you made it through. So it's almost like sad and a sad lyric, but an empowering one, because however the day went, whatever made you feel like it was a bad day, you made it to the end. So it's somewhat hopeful at the same time, even though you're saying it's probably going to be the same tomorrow, nothing different, but you made it through. It is the ending, so you made it through. So there's something to look forward to, that you're like, hey, I am strong. I made it through, even though it was a sucky day.
Well, the next song, though, is Inner Child, which is also another... It's both of our top songs at the moment. So what did you think?
So I'm gonna speak without trying to get emotional, because this song... On my reaction, I really got, like, I was not expecting this. I related to it, even without reading the lyrics first. I knew already that it was going to be him singing to his younger self. I took it very much of, like, an empowering, like, if I were to talk to my younger self, like, my boy Jose, little boy Jose. Like, little boy. It's gonna, like, it's going to be okay. Like, all the stuff that you're going through or you're going to go through, you're going to make it, because look where you're at right now. So I got super, super, super emotional. And that's the power of music, that it transcends any language, that I didn't even have to know the complete lyrics or read them, that it touched me so much. But basically, V, my interpretation is V is singing to his younger self. Like I said, he carries that little boy inside, the inner child, a way to remind him that he overcame all the troubles in the past as a child and where he is now. He's not letting go of that little kid that was able to make it through. I related, like I said, to the message of the song so much. And so I can't say that I have a favorite lyric, because I love the entire song. Like, that's how much I love this song. But for the sake of picking one, I have this one that I was like, okay, I love this one. The many thorns amongst the sprouting rose, I want to give them a hug. So it's basically embracing those thorns, the troubles, the pain, the hardships that lead to the rose, which is the beauty of the rose. So the strong you that you are today, you overcame that. So you want to embrace that. You want to hug them, even though they were painful back then. Mm-hmm. Embrace them, because that's what made you who you are today, which is the rose, the beauty of the rose. So,
wow, yes.
I love this song. I cannot wait to hear it live. I know I'm probably going to get emotional, and that's okay. I've learned to embrace that. What about you, Rosen?
Same. I feel the exact same way you feel about this song, and probably that's why it's my top at the moment. It's like a letter to the present, to the past, his younger self. It also reminded me, I'm gonna say this now before I forget, like, it reminded me of Ego as well, how they are connecting to their inner child. Because, I mean, people use the example of, like, they're trying to find the child within. Right. And it's kind of like recognizing the essential core of our ego will not change over time. We will always have that child within. And it's a good way to look back and see how far we've come. And like you've mentioned, everything that has happened to us made us who we are today, and that we should embrace that. It's kind of a very personal song as well. I mean, the lyrics of it, Taehyung is kind of opening up about how he used to feel. At that time when he was young, he didn't believe in galaxies. Mm-hmm. But he saw it. I don't know why. I immediately thought of their trip, their bon voyage trip.
Oh, yes.
Right? I don't know why that line stood out to me, because I thought back to that moment when they were all together and they saw the galaxy.
Yeah, they're looking at the stars in the sky.
But also, the song itself, it felt like I was running down this road to, like, an open field of flowers. It's that type of it's like inspirational in a way, because especially when he says, you know, we gonna change. Yes. with the choir. It's that type of movie where a song that I feel like could go into a movie, that's a very inspirational movie, like the ending of it.
Oh, you know. Yes, like when they're like going into the credits or something like that.
Yeah, like, yeah, yep, like that, exactly.
So moving on to another song that has Taehyung on it, Irvi, which is Friends. This is the V-Men subunit. Friends, not the show, the song.
Not the show, the song. The way the song starts out is very upbeat already and fun.
Yes.
That's like, it's fun. I love how they included inside jokes. like
the pinky,
this tiny pinky. And then like they mentioned the dumpling incident, mm-hmm. is a comedy movie. We don't know what exactly happened in that, but we know like it's an inside joke between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how like, you know, Jimin calls Tae an alien. But I love how they got really personal, and it's kind of like a message to each other. I could already imagine like when they were singing it, they were like looking at each other. This song is to each other. Literally, they are friendship goals. For those who don't know the storyline, like they went to the same school, and supposedly V kind of broke the ice for Jimin, because Jimin moved from the countryside, so he had like a weird accent, and V was supposedly popular, and so he brought Jimin out and introduced him to everyone. And so it's cool how they ended up being in the same group,
right?
I could really feel their love for each other through this song. This was also the song that the gospel choir sang for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that in the commentary film.
Yes, I love how the gospel choir sang Korean for this song.
I know. I was like, mad respect, yo. Like, y'all mad sang that.
Respect. Oh, we're gonna get to that later. But yes, we get to that later.
Nice.
What did you think? What did you think about this song?
I've shared the feelings with you. Like, oh my god, I love this song, because you, even like if it has like inside jokes and stuff, the overall message, you can sing it to your best friend as well. Like, if you have a best friend or best friends, plural, you can, you know, share it with them and tell them like, oh my god, like I feel this with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jimin and V's like declaration of love for each other. Like, we are literally yeah. documenting this, recording this, because that's how much we love each other as brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just mm-hmm. bandmates, we are family now. How they got along and how they fought as well. Like, they even referenced that, like, they didn't want to fight, but I mean, like any friendship, you have arguments, you know?
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
It's bound to happen.
You're gonna get into a fight.
And so they state that they are each other's soulmates. I'm like, this is so cute and sweet. Like, saying like, you're my soulmate. And I love that too, because there's this thing of like, people think that soulmates has to be your lover, like yeah. your significant other. And that's not it at all. Your soulmate can Mm-mm. be your friend. It can be your mom, mm-hmm. your dad, your sister, your cousin, whatever. Like, that, it doesn't have to be someone that like you're in a romantic relationship with. So the fact that they were so comfortable in saying it, I was like, yes, V-Man, yes, y'all are each other's soulmate.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. It is trying to showcase that, hey, soulmate doesn't just, it's not exclusive to mm-hmm. romance. So yes, glad you pointed that out.
So one of my favorite lines was, someday when these tears die down, stay. So like, as time passes, when they get older, when the cheers start coming to an end. Oh my god. Let me.
I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. When they are no longer like on stage, they will still remain friends. Even if we met and we became like bandmates and stuff, and you know, this is our job, we still care for each other. And even after all this passes, we are still going to be friends and stay that way.
Okay. So we went from friends to the moon. From Jin. How did this song make you feel?
So this song, I mean, it's emotional because it's for ARMY. Like, it's literally Jin's mm-hmm. song to ARMY. He dedicates it to ARMY, and he's singing to us. He's telling us he's the moon and we are his earth. Like, he will orbit us.
Crazy.
He will stay by our side, become our light. He's telling us that in his eyes, we are bigger than him. Because obviously, the earth is bigger than the moon. So he's literally telling us that. And I'm like, OMG. Like, really? You're going to do this to us, Jin, right now? Like, you're going to do this, Jin? One of the lyrics that, like, really stood out to me was, I didn't even have a name until the moment I met you. You gave me love and now became my reason. So he's telling us that, to him, like, in his mind, he was nobody until the day he met ARMY. ARMY became his reason to be that moon for us. Like, he's like, you gave me a reason to keep going. And like, that's very, 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 very powerful for you to like say that mm-hmm. about your fan base. Like, I feel like it's amazing. Like, we already know how much they love us, but to like say something like that, like in a song, and sing it so beautifully, because I always say that Jin has like a voice as sweet as honey. As per usual, he kills it. He nails it. And I'm just like, and it's so fun. The song I even wrote down, it's so fun to me. Like, it's, yeah, but I love when he's like, I can't sing Roseanne, so
little
forgive me.
Sing,
but when
boy, he's like, sing.
Ooh. Let me not do it. Let me not. Just listen to it, guys, and you'll know what I'm talking about. We don't want to lose listeners, so I'm not going to do it. But how about you? How do you feel about Moon by Jay?
It's, like you said, it's very uplifting, and he's making armies feel more confident about themselves. The fact that he wants us to know how important we are to him is beautifully done. I love how he put, like, his lyrics, the way he used the earth and the moon as an example.
Yes.
But also, I think when he says, "You who shine solely by existing, you are a truly beautiful one." Like I said, very making us feel more confident. And he tries to remind us that he'll stay by our side, because, I mean, that's what the moon does, you know, it stays by the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because the instrumentals and the melody of the song kind of reminds me of, like, songs back in the day. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know if it's, like, the guitar or the just how the melody goes. It reminds me of, like, the old days. I don't know if anyone else could.
Like, what time? What era?
I don't know if it's the 80s. I don't know. Maybe it's something from the 80s. But it's kind of, like, modernized. I think out of all the songs other than An Inner Child, the lyrics to Moon is one of my favorites.
Yeah, because, like, he's personifying the moon. Like, he's giving it, and the earth. He is describing how they are, like, literally, but as also giving it a human-like feature. He also says that when the moon is, like, a crescent moon, that's when, like, his eyes are shut or blinking. And so when it's a full moon is when his eyes are open. So I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I love how he did that.
Genius.
As well.
The lyrics are genius.
So yeah, that, I mean, Moon is amazing. And then the next one, which you said that we would get into a little bit later, and now we're here, is R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No, okay, let me. Respect by RM and Shook. Now, what did you think? Because this is two of the Rap Line members, you know? So how did you feel? What did you think was going to be at first? Or did you have an expectation? Or
I thought they were going to talk about, like, the old days. Because, you know, it's kind of like how Friends was, where V-Min is talking about back in the day. And we know that Suga and RM has, I think out of all of them, have the longest history together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to really understand this song, so I can't wait to hear your interpretation of it. But it's kind of like they're trying to figure out what exactly does respect mean. And they want to learn it to where they could confidently say it and mean it when they do say respect.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who say it easily nowadays. And they are taking it, I think they're talking about, like, two things, though. When people tell them that they respect BTS, but also when the boys say they respect someone else. And then it could come from a fan, but also maybe someone else telling them that they respect BTS, but they don't really mean it. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. What was your interpretation?
Actually, it's pretty much that. Like, I believe that RM and Suga are having a discussion in this song. They're talking to each other. They're having a discussion. They're asking each other, what does it mean to have respect?
Mm-hmm.
Or even the meaning of the word respect. Like, what is respect? Like, everyone says it. Everyone throws it around so easily. But do people really know what it is? And are they doing the very thing that is respect?
Uh-huh.
So pretty much like you, like, it's a fun song, like, but it's serious at the same time, because the feeling of the song, it's very like, hey, like, chanty, like, you want to, like, lift your, they literally say, like, throw your hands in the air, like, at the beginning. So it's like, but the lyrics are, like, serious. It's like, do you really know what respect is? Do you know? Because I'm still trying to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? The lyrics that are, like, stood out to me were the beginning, when they're saying, put your hands in the air just like you don't care. Because as soon as I started with that, I started jamming. I was like, hey, that's my jam. But then when I read the lyrics, I was like, should I even be jamming?
<We're> like,
because I don't know. Oh my god, yes, I was like, and I, oop, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this song makes you think. And like, I had to think too. I'm like, what is respect? I love how the song ended as well, because it was kind of like you said, a conversation with each other. In the end, it really does sound like they're having a conversation, because they're like, hey, yo, what is respect? And then they're like, oh, it's I don't know.
Like, I actually laugh because Namjoon like screams. He's like, respect.
I mean, because we went from respect to something totally different, which is eternal. Where do you even begin? Where should we even begin, Jose?
That's what I want to know. Like, how do we even... Like, I just know they're going to close the show with this.
Yes, one. Right?
Like, I think so. I don't know, actually. But I think this is going to be the one that they close the show with. Because it's very, very personal. It's a BTS and ARMY song. This is the third part of a trilogy. Like, BTS have become bulletproof to the fullest extent of the word. Like, and we, and like they're telling us, ARMY helped us become this strong. If you think about it, We Are Bulletproof Part 1 is an unofficial song, actually. Mm-hmm. It's only on SoundCloud. That was Part 1. And then Part 2 is on the No More Dream album. So it's at the beginning of their career. And then for them to do the third part 7 years later, like, they timed it so perfectly. I'm like shook. You know what I'm saying? So now that they have us, they feel they are no longer just seven. They have us all now. So it's like they have completed not only the trilogy, but the full circle. You know, or I guess in this case, it would be a triangle because it's three. Oh, yeah. But anywho, you know what I'm trying to say. I know what you mean. The lyrics that stood out to me, and I had to tweet it out because I was like, these are so, even it's very Bangtan, anybody can relate to this, but they are the name that everyone laughed at, that once we were ashamed of. This is proof made of steel, bulletproof. Because the literal translation of Bangtan Sonyeondan is bulletproof Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. So they would be made fun of that name because, you know, it to some it may sound silly or, I don't know, funny, I guess. But they even felt ashamed of it at times because of that. Like, they would be made fun of. So they would be like, so are we even proud of this name? Oh. But now that's out of the window. Like, they don't feel that way anymore. They have learned to embrace it. They are proud to say it. They are proud to sing it, like, so many times. Like, we are bulletproof. We are bulletproof. Oh, that's so true. I think they have a way of writing about their experiences, but that we can relate to as well. The things or the thing that you get made fun of or are insecure about, that's what makes you you. That's what makes you unique. So that's something that you shouldn't lose. So them saying that this is one of the, like, this is the name that we were ashamed of one time and people would make fun of us because of it, that's what made us unique. That's who we are today. We're proud to say we are bulletproof, and because of ARMY, they have helped us, you know, get this far. And I mean, at the end saying, like, we are no longer seven with you, like, I'm like, oh. And the song itself is amazing. Like, it sounds so good. The production of this album is amazing. Like, it totally takes you on a roller coaster. They did this so well. Like, shout out to all the producers. Obviously, yes, Bangtan was producers as well. But what do you feel about We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal Roller?
I was not expecting it to be a ballad song. The first two were kind of like rap heavy, hip hop heavy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So, you know, like, after Respect, I was all like, oh, so the next song's gonna be like something upbeat, hip hop ish. But I was like, what? I had to stop. I was like, what is... A lot of the songs in this album is kind of like reflecting back to our past. And like you've mentioned, there was a lot of hardships that they had to go through. People were making fun of them. It's kind of like a song of confirmation that, yo, like, the last 7 years we've gone through this, and it's proof that we are bulletproof now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we've overcome all of those hardships, and they acknowledge that they didn't do it alone. They did it with ARMY. My favorite lyrics, or my favorite lines, is when they're saying, we were only seven, but we have you all now. And
yes,
very comforting, because ARMYs could also say the same thing about BTS. You know, we've all, and they've said it multiple times, like, we use BTS as a source of love and a way to love ourselves, and it makes us feel like we are bulletproof as well. Mm-hmm. We no longer have that kind of fear, and the song's kind of like strengthening in a way, and it gives us power to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, and it makes sense, because looking back at the 7 years, Map of the Soul 7, it only made sense to have like a lot of these songs reflecting on their past and how they are today because of that. And in this We Are Bulletproof with the Eternal, they do reference like being in drenched in sweat, like in the practice room, like with the music sheets, the song sheets, like them practicing in the beginning, like they only had each other. They say like, we were only seven. Mm-hmm. We were. That's past. That's no longer true. We are now more because of you. And I'm just like, like y'all gonna make me emotional again. Nobody. It's so emotional because it's like you go from respect, respect, and then like We Are Bulletproof.
Right, that's why I was three, so confused when it came really now. No, but also another line that I really liked was when they were like, tell me your every story. This song is about BTS and ARMY. So a lot of the songs actually in this album was about, mainly about, you know, themselves, them as a group and ARMY. So now it's kind of like a message that not only do they have each other as seven, they have ARMY, and ARMY has BTS. So
yeah, another word that you can use is this album is very personal.
There you
go. If you really think about it, the solos, the subunits, the ones where they're singing together, like it's personal. So it just made sense that they called it Map of the Soul 7. So
well, we were able to go through mostly all the new songs, and there was just so much that we talked about today. And we are recording this before the whole Jimmy Fallon performance, so we're excited to talk about in the next episode.
Yeah, so for next episode we'll have the BTS on Fallon, which is a whole episode, so we have a lot to talk about for that one.
Yeah,
and then for Carpool Karaoke, and then I know they're having the comeback performances in Korea as well.
Yes.
So oh gosh, we might have that too for next week as well. So we are busy, Roseanne.
I know we are.
We are being fed.
We are. No, and for those who do want to keep up with us, please do follow us on Twitter. And our Twitter is at InterludeArmyPD. No spaces. InterludeArmyPD.
And we also have our episodes being posted every Wednesday of every week. So look forward to every Wednesday here on Interlude Army. We will be talking about every update that we have on BTS. So that concludes episode 2, guys. We talked a lot, actually. We talked about the On Kinetic Manifesto film, the actual On song. We talked about the On commentary film. We also talked about the album and each song and our interpretations, how we felt about each song, and just the overall feeling of this comeback. And of course, we're going to look forward to this Friday, which we're going to get another music video, the official music video. So we have that to talk about for the next episode too. It's exciting, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, how do you feel, Roseanne, about this episode 2? I mean, I think we're getting the hang of it, right?
Yeah, we are getting the hang of it. I thought it was going to take us a whole year. I'm just kidding. I really do appreciate you guys sticking around and listening to this whole episode if you made it this far. Thank you, guys, yes, so much. Hope to see you guys next week, though.
Yes, episode 3. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ARMY.
Thank you, guys.
Until next week. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee.